Binon michtav v'leko. But it sits, you have to have a ksiv and you don't have it. So how could it get the, how could you say that's not called a ksiva? We know that tzitz needs a ksiva. And it says the tzitz was made with a seal, like a golden coin. So Gemara answers again, it's not a kasha. I'll tell you what it means to say is, kedin rezov v'loy kedin rezov. It's like a golden coin, but not completely like a golden coin. Kedin rezov, it's like a golden coin. I'll tell you, the boil, that the words were sticking out like Kodesh Lashem was sticking out. But v'loy kedin rezov, it wasn't completely like a golden coin. Yilu hosam migavoy. Over there, I'll tell you, it's from the gavoy, from the insides. In other words, they bang at the insides. They like push away the sides, and by itself the middle sticks out, so that's puzzle. But for Hocha, by the tzitz, I'll tell you, mavroy, it was done from the outside. Like we learned before, they pressed in the words itself from the outside. They pressed out the words itself from the outside, so the Kodesh Lashem was sticking out. That's kosher. Therefore, it is called exceeded by the Kodesh Lashem, but only because they pressed out the words itself. But in the case we just press out the sides, and the middle by itself stays the way it was before, that's called chok teichos, that's poso, that's not called a ksiva. Now the Gemara says, boi mine rovim Rav Nachman. Rov asked the shayla from Rav Nachman. What's going to be the case, what's going to be the loch in the case of kosov lo get al tashazov, where a husband writes up the get on a piece of gold, the yomalon gives it to her and tells her, his kabli gitchov is kabli ksubasechem. With this piece of gold that I'm giving you, the get is written on it. So I want it to be for a get and for the ksuba, like the value of this get is worth a lot of money. So the value of it, I want it to be given to you for your ksuba. So ma, what's the locha? Like, could you mix up the two things together or not? Omalei said back to him, yes, the husband is yaitza both halochas. Niskabla gitov, niskabla ksubasa. We consider like she received a get, the get is kosher, and also like she received the payment for her ksuba. And this Gemara says, Eisve have a kasha. It says, Alocho his kabli gitcho. Fi harshar liksubaso liksubasecho. Again, her husband gives his wife a piece of gold for the get, and he tells it like this. The rest of it, in other words, the sides of the piece of plank of gold, that the get is not written on it, the sides, that should be fi ksuba. So then we say, Niskabli gitcho fi harshar liksubaso, it's good. That the diak is time. What's the reason over here? The ikashar mashma, because the husband spoke out and said the side, the parts of this get, and it was the parts of the gold that the get is not written on. That should be for yiksuva. Abaholekashar mashma, if there's no leftover parts that the get is written over the whole piece of gold, and his tam gives it to him loy, then it will not be kosher. You cannot be yaitza both halachis with the get and the ksuva. So it's not like we just said before. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good diak. I'll tell you really who had been the same halacha would apply. Afa gav de lekishar. Even though there's no leftover, there's no shar, there's no leftover part of the gold. And even though you're giving her the piece of gold that has the get completely on it, for the ksuba, still you can be yetzav ot halachis. And this is what the Braisa wants to teach us, that the afa gav de kishar, even though the husband did not write the get on the whole piece of gold, there's leftover parts of the gold that has no writing on it. Still, if the husband tells her that the leftover part should be for ksuba, then it's good, it's called for the ksuba. But if the husband does not say this, then the leftover part is not for the ksuba. That's the chiddush over here. That if he does not say the leftover part for the ksuba, even though there is leftover parts, it's all given to a b'tara saget, and later the husband still has to pay the ksuba. My time, what's the reasoning? I'll tell you, avira de megiltahu, all the extra parts of the piece of gold is all called like part of the get. It's like the air, the space of the megillah of the get. So therefore, the chiddush is, if the husband does not speak, only because he spoke out the word hashar, goes liksubasa. But if he would have not said hashar liksubasa, by herself he would not say it, and rather the luck would be the whole thing goes to the isha. But there is the get. Now, Torah Rabbanu, we're going to brace like this. Hareza gitchav, the husband tells his wife, here is your get, v'hanir shali. But the piece of paper, whatever it's written on, still belongs to me. In other words, it's like he's only giving over the oisiyos, the ksav, the ink, that the oisiyos were written with. So the locker is, ainu megareshes, she is not megareshes, because you didn't give her a get. You gave oisiyos, like Rashi says, oisiyos prachas biaver. It's like the letters that are hanging in the air, that's not called a ksivas aget. What about if the husband gives her the whole get and tells her, "Al menasha tachzuri li es hanir, I'm giving you the get for the present, but on a condition that you're giving me back the piece of paper, harezu megereshes, you should know then the get is chal, because that's halacha matona manas lahachsa, we pask in the shemo matona, it's called the good matona, therefore the get is chal." Boyira Papa, Papa asks a question like this. What's going to be if the husband gives his wife a get and he tells her, "Bein shita l'shita, I want to leave over the space of the piece of paper which still belongs to me between one line and the next line. Or else bein table to table from one word to the next word. My, what's the halacha? Teiku, niskum rablais by sofik. A teiku." In other words, the husband taka is giving his wife the get with the piece of paper under each letter. Just the space in between that he says he wants to keep it for himself. So that's a suffix in the Gemara, if this is called a good get or not. And this the Gemara says, what's your question? For sure it's no good. For typically, we should take out from me and say that it's possible, because we darshan, the Pasuk says the Sefer. It says, the Sefer, cost of law Sefer. So we darshan, Echad Amarachimon, Avaloshnaim, Ashlesha Svarim. The Torah means to say, one Sefer and not two and three. You can't give a two Svarim or two pieces of paper for the get. It has to all be on one piece of paper. And here, if the husband keeps for himself the parts of the paper in between each ice, so it comes out each ice is like a piece by itself. It's like giving you 100 svarim. So about the get should be possible. So Gemara says, "Lo tzrich." You know what the chiddush over here is? The meura. We're talking about now that one ice. So Rashi learns meura means one ice like touches the other ice. They're like connected. So therefore, even though you take out the piece of paper in between, still they're all connected. Still attached to one big piece of paper. Still one big piece of paper is just wholly in between. So that's, therefore it's a suffix in the Gemara. Is this called a good get or not? Is that called a sefer? Maybe it is called a sefer because it's all on one piece. Maybe it's not called a sefer because it doesn't look like a sefer. It's a holy piece of paper. So that's the Gemara suffix. But we're talking about the Meura, that the oisiyas are like touching one another. So Tosis speaks out that Lechura Mikan Madadik Rabbein Yitzhak Ben Mordechai, as the Rivom is Madayik here, the Ensorach Begetcha they call Ois V'yois Mukefas Gevil Miyaberuch Haseo, that by Gittin you do not have to have that each Ois is Mukav Gevil. We know by Tefillin and by Mezuzahs, the Locher is, or by Sefer Torah, that one Ois cannot touch another Ois, because around the Ois there has to be Gevil parchment. So we hereby get that it says that one ice is touching another ice, still it's kosher, mashma, there's no psul of negiyah, that even though you do not have a piece of parchment like, or the paper going around each ice, still it's kosher. But then the Ri says, not like that, here there's no proof. The other comma, the muru, that's what it says, the muru over here, doesn't mean they're touching one another. It could be, and we pass it like that, we're machma like this, that negiyah, if one ice touches another ice in the get, it's possible. Here we're just talking about, he says, mura, mixing up means, just means like the chof, the end of chof, goes into the bottom test. So therefore, not that they're touching one another. It just means though, if you cut out the space in between the ice, since the chof goes down to the bottom of the test, or else the lamed goes into the hay, so even though they're not touching, there's gevil, there's parchment around each ice, but still, the piece of paper would be attached, because you don't cut in between the ice, only on the sides of the ice. Therefore, that's a sof in the Gemara, maybe it's still kosher. Now the Gemara says, "Boi Rami Bachomer, Rami Bachomer, Esther Shailam, Hoyom Zokim Bievich Ushaloi. We like knew up until now that this Eved Kanani belonged to the husband. The get Kosav Al Yodah, and the husband had a get written on the hand of the Eved Kanani, like we had in our Mishnah. He could write a get on his hand. Varehu Yoitse Metachas Yodah. And now we see the way this Eved is by the Isha, by the wife. So Maho, what's the locha? Like she says that he gave it to her l'shem gerushin and the get's good. So do we believe her or not? Rashi says mimehem the b'loyei de misira hayu v'yachshavu b'rishusa. Since she's holding on to it right now, that should be a proof that the husband gave it to her. I do mu'minavshi yozul. The other suffix is no. Maybe this get, maybe the eved walked by himself to the isha, and the husband did not give it over to her. So the get is not a good get. So the question is, do we believe the isha or not? Gemara says, "Mi arminadu." We say, "Akenuya aknilo," that the husband was makne, gave over the eved to his wife l'shtem gerushin. Oiduma, maybe not. Huminavshi ayil, maybe the eved walked to the isha by himself, and she's not megereshes. So Mar says, Amar Rav, Rav says, for typically, anyway, this get should be possible. The Ksav Sheyochol is Dayifu. Like, how could you write a get on the hand of an Eved? The hand of an Eved you could erase. So you could forge something on it. You could erase something on it. So therefore, the get should be possible. So Gemara says, Ula Rav, and according to you, Rav, if so, Kasha Mas Nisin, there should be a Kasha to you from Al Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ayad Shel Eved, you could write a get on the hand of an Eved. So you see, there's no psul, even though it's Yochol is Dayif. So Mora says, no, Bishtoi Mamas Nisan, the Rabba Lakasha, Rabba doesn't have a Kasha in our Mishnah. I tell you, B.A. the Messiah of Rabbi Eliyazahi. That the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer, Shetad holds Edom Messiah Karsi. That the main thing about a get is the Edom have to see it given over. So therefore, when the Edom see it given over, they read, they know it's inside the get. So therefore, you can't forge it. So it doesn't make a difference if the Ksav could be erased or not. The Edom know exactly what it says in the get. Elul Rami Bachom, according to Rami Bachom, a kasha. But according to Rami Bachom, according to him, it's a kasha. Okay, Rashi speaks out, because his shailur is, when you do not have Eid Mesira, so then you want to be Seimach on the Eid Chasim in the get alone. So you go according to Rami Yeshita, according to Rami Meir, the whole thing has to be Muchach, Mitrech Ashtar. You have to be able to tell everything from the Shtar itself. So here, if the Shtar is written on the hand of an Eved, that you could erase it, it should be possible. Gemara says no. The Rami Bachom and Ami Lakasha, I tell you, Biksoyves Karka. We're talking about that they made it like a tattoo. In other words, they cut into it, and in the blood, that's where they put the ink. So this you cannot erase. So Gemara says, Hashta the Yasis Lahochi. Once you come onto such a terrace like this, I tell you, there must nisa nami latiksha. The Mishnah also will not be a kasha and a rover anymore. I tell you, Biksoyves Karka. Our Mishnah is also talking about like this, where it was written, Biksoyves Karka was written with scratched out, with like a tattoos. The Mar says, I call upon my heavy law. So good, the get could be kosher written on the Evid. Now the suffix is, we do not have Eid Mesira. Just that the get is by the Isha now, is she never to say, the husband gave it to her. Again, according to her, Meyashite, the Chasima Karsi, so it's enough, as long as we know for sure the husband gave over the get to the Isha. So the question is, do we know for sure or not from the fact that she's holding the Evid, or maybe no, here the Evid could walk in by himself. So Mar says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. The Yomer, Rashloka says, that ha-goidrois, that means sheep, ain lehem chazoka, there's no chazoka by goidrois. It means usually if you hold on to something, so that's the proof that you bought it. Because otherwise we say, what is it doing by you? We don't say you're a ganef. So we say, most probably the owner sold it to you. Ma'ashenken, if you're holding on to sheep, on to cattle, here there's no proof that it belongs to you. Because here we say the story is maybe it walked in by itself. So you see, by animals, we have this suffix, maybe the animal walked in by itself, therefore, Taka, there's no chazaka, so by us also, she would not be nemah to say she's megareshes. We have a suffix, maybe the husband did not give her the get, just the Eved walked in by himself. So until she could prove it, she would not be megareshes. Boyi Rami Bachom, Rami Bachom asked a question like this. We knew that this plank, whatever it was made out of wood or metal, the sheet of metal, sheet of wood, belonged to her. We knew it belonged to her. The get kosav olei, and there's a get written on it now. Parehi yoitzes mitachas yodoi, and the husband is holding on to the sheet of metal now, with the get written on it. So the question is, maha, what's the locha? Mi amrina do we say aknui aknisalei, that the wife most probably was makna, gave it over to her husband completely. Like even though she owned this plank of sheet, and the locha is when the husband has a get to give to his wife, the get has to belong to him first. So here it belonged to the wife first. So we say most probably the wife gave it to the husband completely. She was makna to him. So now it belongs to him. So the get should be chal, it should be a good kosher get when he gives it back to her. I do maybe know. Our question is here. Maybe isha lo yoda laknuyei. Maybe a lady does not know what it means to give it away for a real present, like a real matana. Maybe she only thinks she'll lend it to her husband, but she doesn't have in mind to makna, give him a kinyan in it, so therefore the get would not be chal. That's the shaila. And this the Gemara says, Omer Abaye Toshma, come in here. It says, Alocha afu hayyadar kfar kotin. He also said, hey, this about this small kfar. So Rashi says, goes on Yehuda ben Baba, Masef Idius, said over there, it says, in a small city, Shoye Bitsadi Yerushalayim was in the side of Yerushalayim, for Hoye Boizokin Echad was one older man there, Voye Malve Lechol B'nei HaKfar. He was lending out money to all the people in the city. V'koyseh v'ksav yodoi. And he had the shtar, halvo, also written up. V'yachirim choysim, and other people signed on it. But he paid like the sofer for the shtar. And then what happened was, and this case came in front of the chomim. We actually ruled, and they said it was a good shtar havor. So the question is, why is it a good shtar havor? V'abin and sofer makne v'leka. A sofer makne means the one that's giving it away. He's the one that has to write up the shtar. Now that really the one that sells the property, the meicher, he's the one that has to make up the shtar. So Tosis speaks out that really the case of this person was he lent out the people money, so most probably the people sold property back to him, had to pay him up. And these shtar mechiras, they also had the same way that this person paid the money for the shtar mechira. So this is a question, how could he pay the money for the shtar mechira if they were selling the property to him? They are the ones that are supposed to write up the shtar. So what do you have to say? That even though he paid the sefer for the shtar, most probably he was makna the shtar back to these people. And when these people gave over the shtar to him again, it was called their shtar. So see, a person knows what it means to give it away. So Mor says, Omar Rova, my kushalak, why do you bring me a proof from over here? Dilma Zokin Shani is